A surprising turnaround for the state's major row crops. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
And then when we did get rains later on in the season, it looks like it's going to make us a bumper crop.
Clay Kelly of Tipton County says he is well pleased with the yields coming in from his 4,500-acre cotton crop. He and many other of the state's farmers were not expecting a great year from their row crops, but once harvest began, they started seeing some pretty good numbers.
I'm not sure what the county average is there, generally 750 pounds, and many farmers are going over the 900,000-pound mark this year. We hear some higher than that. I don't want to quote them, but it's going to be an excellent crop, and of course we need one. We've had some pretty rough ones there in the past, and when you have a bad one, it takes several years to dig out from under it.
Now, according to USDA's November crop production report, it looks as if this will, in fact, set a new state record for cotton, producing about 1.27 million bales. And that forecast has increased by 20,000 bales from last month's prediction. And although it won't set records, the soybean crop's turning out better than expected as well. Sam Reynolds of Humphreys County.
This year, we were able to get the crop in good shape. We had some dry weather early in the crop season, but it didn't seem to affect the production and the yields that much, and very well pleased with the corn and the soybeans as well. Had some spots yielded the highest corn that I've ever had, and very good beans as well. Had a lot of beans in the 50 bushel zone or better.
Probably one since we've seen since maybe 1987 or 96 brings back good years, but this is going to be some record yields for us there in West Tennessee.
Now, the state soybean crop is forecasted 42.9 million bushels. Cotton's expected to yield 877 pounds of lint per acre, a really good year for those two commodities. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.